Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Have you ever felt like life was just beating you down? Like you were in the fire and it's just too hot and you feel like you just want to escape. Like you just can't make it through. Like you want things to happen and you just don't see them happening and you can't see a way through it. It's just hot. It's hard. It's pressing. It's pounding. That is what life is. It is the forge of life, and you can still have your victory through the forge of life. You are being pressed and shaken and folded and pounded, and you are being crafted into your purpose and your design and the thing that God has designed for you to do for your life. In the book of James, it says, I thank God for trials of all kinds, because I know that those trials produce perseverance. So let perseverance work itself out to perfection so that you are lacking nothing. And so we can go into life, we can go into our business, we can go into our families and all the struggles, all the things that happen to us that push us and press us. If we come into those things having the right mentality, having the right understanding that these things are not happening to us, these issues that keep coming against us are not happening to us. They are happening for us, for our creation, for our betterment. We can have a better outlook of where we're going. We can see hope. We can see a future. We can see something beyond the trial, beyond the pain, beyond the suffering, beyond the challenges, and we can move forward in a better mindset going through those things, knowing that we will come out on the other side with a better purpose, with a better look, with a better outlook, with the right mentality going in. We can succeed. We can make it through. Isaiah 48:10 says, see, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. You see, life is like a forge. We come into life, we come into our business and our family and all the things that we have going on, and we bring our chunk of metal that is our life. And as we go into the furnace, life gets hot. Things happen to us. It gets hot, and we have to get to a point where it's hot enough that we cease to be rigid. We have to become pliable in the furnace, in the heat, in order that we can be pliable and malleable so that then we can come out of the furnace. And then what happens in that, in the forge? We go into the heat, we get malleable, we come out, and then we get hammered, we get pounded, we get beaten and folded and pressed, and life is hard and we don't like it because it hurts. But it's a process that we have to go through in every area of life so that we can be formed and shaped into that sword or that blade or that tool or whatever was pre-designed for us to come out of the furnace to look like. As we get pounded, as those things happen to us and for us, it hurts, but we're being shaped, we're being drawn out. And as we begin to cool and we get rigid again, what happens? We're put right back in the heat, right back in the fire, right back into that situation that is very uncomfortable so that we can then learn how to be pliable and malleable once again and not be so rigid. And then we come out and we get hammered and beaten and pounded and folded even more and shaped into that weapon or that tool that God has pre-designed us to be. Maybe you're a blade. Maybe you're supposed to be a broadsword, and your fellow is supposed to be a katana, and somebody else is supposed to be a pocket knife. We're all designed and predestined with a certain style, a certain shape that we are meant to be. Maybe you're meant to be a horseshoe, whatever that is. The other places in the Bible, it says that we are all one body, but we're many parts, right? So we have this pre-designed situation that we come out with, and we are pounded and pressed into that shape so that we can become all that God has destined us to become. And as we begin to take shape, as we're pulled out into, let's say, a sword, okay, as that process happens, we're in the fire, and then we're pounded and pressed, and then we go back into the fire, and we repeat this process. One of my mentors says, the lesson continues until the lesson is learned. And that's this process that we go through of being in the fire and then being pressed, going back into the fire and then being pressed. As we get that shape, we begin to take shape. The sword is beginning to look like a sword now. Then we have to go through a hardening process. The tempering has to happen so that we become hard, but yet flexible. The test is in the bend. Are you able to bend enough without breaking? Are you able to become hard enough that when you are sharpened and then used, can you maintain that sharp edge? Or without that hardening, without that tempering that happens, when you are used and you take the dings and the dents, your edge no longer stays sharp. You've been in the battle, but because you weren't hardened, you lose your edge. So we have to go through that hardening process next, that tempering, so that when we are sharpened, we can maintain that sharp edge and be usable. So we're sharpened. And then comes the polishing and the inlay, and we get the jewels and the gold filigree. We get the stamp of the maker. We get the leather treatments. We get the colorful bands. And then we get the beautiful sheath made out of gorgeous wood and leather and the wrappings and the gold trimmings. And then we can be presented as a weapon, as a sword, as a tool, whatever the case may be, as something that can now be usable and fit for the purpose it was designed for. And that is life. That is the process that we go through in every area of life, in business and in family and in friendships, and everything that we deal with in life is all designed to heat and temper and put us through that process so that we can become usable for the purpose God has designed us for. So what areas are you looking for victory in? You see, victory happens internally before they can become external victories. See, internal victories always precede external victories. So what does that look like? How do you gain victory in every area of life as you go through the forge, as you go through the heating and the pounding of life? What does that look like? What areas do you need to have clarity in? What areas do you need to stack wins in? And this is where the victory framework really comes in. What I teach Christian business leaders, how to forge that unshakable confidence, because it starts on the inside before it is shown on the outside. When you see people with external victories and they have a lot of the success trappings, they have some of the money and the houses and the cars and the trips and the things that we tend to look at as external victories, sometimes we can overlook some of the most important external victories, such as Do they have a great marriage? Are they raising amazing kids? Are they serving their local church and community? And are they in philanthropic areas? Are they serving other people? What kind of person are they? So when we look at those external trappings, let's go through and focus on what areas do you start with? How do you build that unshakable confidence? How do you really forge it one area at a time to get those internal victories? It starts with vision. You've heard it said that you have to begin with the end in mind. Start with why. Put the big rocks first. All these sayings that you see in pretty much every leadership book written over the last several decades, they're all true. It starts with a vision. Why is that? Because you have to have a vision for something greater than where you're at now in order to create that gap. Because it's the gap from where you are and where you want to be that creates a hunger. And that hunger pushes you into action. So you can't move. You can't steer a parked car. You have to get into action. And that's where vision becomes your paramount first step. When you gain clarity on the vision for your future, you can now start to take action. But then comes the next part, which is getting clarity on your identity. When you know who you are, when you know whose you are. As a Christian, I know that I am a son of the Most High God. I know my Father is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When you understand who you are and the authority that you carry because of who your daddy is, you can walk into situations with a higher level of confidence that can only come when you understand your true identity. And too often we have a false identity that we have attached to ourselves because of something someone said or did in the past. People have spoken things into your life, or situations have happened that have caused you to look at yourself incorrectly. And so you hold that as a part of your identity, and you have to dig in and figure out what those things are. And we'll get to those in a minute. But the victory framework, V is for vision. I is for identity. And when you really focus and you gain clarity in those two areas, you begin to start to gain a better vision for what your purpose actually is. What has God put you on this earth to do? The reason you're here, the forge of life is building you and creating you into a certain image. Maybe that's a sword. You are designed to be a weapon for the kingdom of God. As a Christian, that's the image that I see. I am a weapon for God's kingdom. I can move forward and I can step confidently into that purpose because I am solid in my identity. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And I can step boldly into that. Vision and identity are paramount as that foundational piece. But next you have to look at C, which is character. If you aren't building good character, if you're not working toward building your integrity, you're going to have issues in life. You're going to have problems arise. You're going to have issues with trust, which is the next piece, the T. You see, when you build solid character and you have integrity in what you do, first off, it builds trust with yourself. When you know you can trust yourself, again, that builds a level of confidence that you can't duplicate. You can't fake it. You either have it or you don't. So building trust with yourself is a big, big piece of that foundation. Next, you have to build trust with others. And of course, character and integrity are a big part of that. Learning how to build trust with others is huge. But then also, You have to learn how to trust others. And this can be so difficult for business owners, especially when you've had partners who have betrayed you. You've had financial issues. People have taken advantage of you. You've had bookkeepers that have stolen money from you, or partners that made a bad decision and you lost tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it becomes very difficult for business owners to trust, but it is an absolute must. You have to learn how to trust, and picking the right people that you can trust is a big part of that. But then we get to that next level of trust, and that is learning how to trust God. Understanding that you can trust God, that He is trustworthy, that He is worthy of your trust. And when He has shown time and time and time again that He can be trusted, you can step boldly into that new space, into that calling that He's called you to. And the most important question I have to ask, can God trust you? I know that's a big one. Are you faithful in the little? Can God trust you with more? When you start stacking wins in these categories, the character and the trust, you begin to build at a foundational level that forging of your unshakable confidence. And as we move further into the O, from vision, identity, character, trust, and then the O is operate. Learning how to operate on the heart. I liken it unto open heart surgery. You have to dig into the heart level stuff and figure out why it is you have a difficult time forgiving. What is it that you are grieving, that you have such a hard time with? Pete Scazzaro says, the inability to grieve well is the beginning of all addiction. Do you have addictive things in your life that you are unwilling to address because they hurt too much? I know I myself, as a man, men typically, we like to box up our feelings, put a lid on it, and go put it on a shelf and say, don't ever touch that box. Whatever you do, it hurts too much. I'm not going there. And we don't want to grieve, and we don't want to address the pain. We don't want to feel those things. But what we need to do as men is pull that box out, open it up, and learn how to feel the things that we don't want to feel. We have to learn how to grieve. We have to learn how to sit in the pain and deal with it and think about it and pray about it. And sometimes that means getting with others to help us through that. Sometimes we need professional help to do that. Now, ladies, I haven't forgotten you, because oftentimes as men, we like to put the box on a shelf, but you like to take the box, take the lid off of it and sit in the box and never get out of the box. And I know this is an overgeneralization, but it becomes paramount that for women, you need to put the lid on the box and heal from it and deal with it and put it away. Men need to get in it and feel it, deal with it, and then put it away and move on. But the reality is that we all have issues that we need to deal with and heal from. And that means feeling and discussing and getting in sometimes with professional help to take care of those internal needs, because they often go back to the identity piece because of the hurt, because of the resentment, because of the unforgiveness, because of the lack of healing from the grief, whatever it may be. We've taken a part of that and held it as our identity. Well, that's just me. I'll never heal from that. Well, that's just who I am. The reality is that if we don't take care of those feelings and learn how to heal from those feelings in a positive manner, they will always present themselves in a negative way in the least opportune moments. The hurt that we don't want to feel will come out as anger toward the ones we love in ways that we don't want. We'll say things in the heat of the moment that we don't mean and we wish we could take back, but we can't and we shouldn't. So we have to learn how to operate on the heart, deal with those things that we don't want to deal with. Because when you really, truly deal with those things, it builds a confidence that you can't fake and you can't duplicate, you can't obtain any other way than from dealing with your demons. Address the skeletons in the closet. Fix the things in your heart that need to be fixed. Then you can move on. But then we look at that next piece, the R, which is relationships. We all need relationships. We are relational beings. God has created us to be in relationship with Him and others. One of the greatest commandments, when Jesus was asked, well, God, what is the greatest commandment? He said, love your God with all your heart and love others. Love God, love people. That's it. We were meant to be in relationship. So we have to distance ourselves from toxic relationships, encourage the positive ones, and then step boldly into the yes. We have to learn how to say yes to the right opportunities, say no to the wrong opportunities, say no to the good opportunities that are preventing us from saying yes to the great opportunities. And then when you say yes, you have to do the work to make the yes a success. You gotta show yourself to be competent in that work when you say yes. And that is the victory framework in a nutshell. At a 30,000 foot view, if you want more information on that, I have a self-assessment tool that I created that will take 150 questions over 7 categories to walk you through each of those so that you can identify the places you need to forge your unshakable confidence so that you can live your purpose to live the life that you've always wanted to live. My name is Philip Britton, and I help people forge unshakable confidence so that they can live their purpose. I can be found at philipbritton.com, iwantvictory.com, and on most social media platforms at The Philip Britton. It's been a pleasure sharing. Have a great day.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.